T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of the things that has been floated around out there, I actually wanted to research it because I'm really big on getting my facts straight, is the Steelers' strength of schedule second half. Is it really easier than everybody else? How does it compare to with the lowly Browns at 2-6? They get Cincinnati 0-8.
Hold on, what's the Browns' record again?
2-6.
Oh, just check. I just want to make sure I heard it right.
Jets 1-7. I mean, there's a lot of stinkers on there. A lot of potential for a Tomlin loss somewhere in the second half of the season. So I wanted to look it up.
I thought we were out of the Tomlin loss category since they're just at 4-4.
No, the more they start to win games, the more that they get into the Tomlin loss category.
All right, so
okay.
I've got a list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 wild card contenders, okay?
Okay, fair enough.
Steelers, Bills, Raiders, Chargers, Colts, Texans, Jaguars, Titans. I got the entire AFC South, the Bills, the Raiders, and the Chargers.
Okay.
Steelers' second half schedule, combined record of the teams they still have to play, 25-39. That's a 3.91 win percentage from those teams. The only team from that list with a weaker schedule the second half of the year.
I know.
The Oakland Raiders, 26-44, 3.71. Titans, 38-22. Texans, 32-28. Colts, 33-35. Chargers, 33-28. Jaguars 25-33, Bills 30-36.
Arthur, he's not counting the Browns though as a contender.
I noticed that. I was trying
Why
to listen
I?
For the
only knee. One team since 1970 has made the playoffs.
377 winning percentage. They have the third easiest schedule.
Okay, so what do you think? When you get a schedule like that, I see that schedule. I see 4-4. I think to myself, it's going to be a disappointment if the Steelers don't make the playoffs.
I just like how you always try to change it up where you can get the Steelers high, and then you can crush them. That's like your goal. I'm realizing that. You might be an undercover Browns fan low-key, man.
But how am I building them up to
I'm
tear
just saying
them down?
Because
how? What did I say?
I'm just seeing how you're trying to be strategic here. Now you're trying to throw the playoff label on them if they don't make the playoffs, a disappointment, because then
they got
if they don't.
Schedule,
no, wait
Chris.
A minute. Wait a minute, because if they don't, even if it's Mason, now that's going to go back into your thing on, hey, it's Coach Tomlin, man. He's not a good coach. Fire him. Fire Feuchner. I don't care if
Arthur,
Ben wasn't out there. I know that's how you work.
In advance, I'm going to apologize to you. What Andrew's saying holds water to me, makes sense to me. They've got three games left on this schedule that as you look at them, I'll even include the Thursday night Cleveland game in the latter category, but in the former category, games where if they lost, you wouldn't be shocked based on opponent record and everything else.
Correct.
The one coming up right now, because the Rams are the defending NFC champs, and when they've played well this year, they've played really well
at times.
The Ravens, I don't need to explain it. The Bills might not be – they're like actually, I think, a slightly better version of what the Steelers are. Great defense, quarterback who, in their case, is going to take a ton of risks, and he's also going to make plays. Mm-hmm. If they lose all three of those games, I don't think people would be startled, even though two of them are at home. The Bengals –
Got to win that.
The Browns, the Cardinals. People are going to look at those five games.
As games they should win.
Just when you ask people, like, yes or no, should this be a win, people are going to say yes to all five of those.
That's 9-7, folks.
If that gets you to 9-7, and it pains me to agree with him, while you could construe what Andrew's doing as setting them up for, like, a disappointment and a failure, on paper, he is correct to say they should probably win five of these.
I'm showing my faith
games.
And belief in
that. I believe they should win those five. I believe they should have won a lot more. But I will say this. You have to take it week to week because as we see each week, an injury can happen.
Wasn't
anything
that,
can go down.
Isn't the any given Sunday and each week one at a time, Pony, the reason why don't good teams do that? Don't we always complain that Mike Tomlin, after that Patriots loss and the Jesse James play, acted like it was just
right,
a prelude to another matchup.
Mean, injuries and week to week, we reserve
I mean,
the right to change
our mind. 3 weeks ago, that's the thing that kills me, though. you can't just keep changing your mind back and forth. You got to pick a side.
Oh, no, you don't.
Pick a side.
Oh, no, goodness.
Pick a side.
So you respect me for going down with the Brown ship?
I do. I do, because at the beginning of the season, that was your team. At the beginning of the season, I told you I thought the Steelers were a playoff team. That's why I stood. That's why I put my flag down at. Now, Pony, you keep going back and forth.
No, I said 11. I said 11-5 at the beginning.
And then I switched it to 5-11. Yeah, and it.
And now I'm back to 10-6.
But see, it's too much inconsistency right there.
No, it's new information. When things change, views and opinions have to change.
Come on, man. This is sports. Everything has to be absolute. You either think they're a good team or you think they're a bad team.
I think they're a good team right now, and I think a big
part of it. Don't say right now. They're a good team or they're a bad team.
I think they're a good team, and I think a part of that is they will be lifted up by a very weak schedule that allows them to dominate the months of – not dominate, but they will have a huge month of December.
Uh-huh.
And they will get to double-digit wins.
Are they going
to
unleash hell?
They remember December.
Remains to be seen. TBD.
Arthur, I will disagree with you, too. If sports talk is about two things, one of them is obstinately sticking with your original point. The other is the complete opposite, and that is flip-flopping whenever a moment presents itself.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.